This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I talked about Rand Paul with critical information on the master criminal Fauci. We're going to play a clip of this from Fox News and come back to write your phone calls and so much other news. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Dr. Anthony Fauci now referred to the DOJ for criminal investigation. We knew this was heading here. He accused of lying under oath to Congress about his knowledge of the U.S.-funded COVID research in Wuhan.
Knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. You do not know what you are talking about.
Really? Senator Rand Paul filed the criminal referral and joins us now. Senator, you've been all over this. You've been aggressive. You've been determined. It seems we're at the threshold to the point where you called Matt Graves and said, I need you to look at this. What turned the tables for you? What evidence do you have?
Well, you know, I don't think there's ever been a clearer case of perjury in the history of government testimony. And I don't say that lightly. He said adamantly that the government never funded this gain-of-function research. We now have the Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has admitted that the funding came from the NIH. We have the acting director, Tabak, of the NIH, admitting it in writing that it came from the NIH. But now we have really the smoking gun, and that is Fauci in private saying the opposite of what he was saying in public. When he was publicly telling me that absolutely we did not fund gain-of-function research in China, he says privately, we are suspicious that the virus has been manipulated, and we are suspicious because we know they are doing gain-of-function research. He then goes on to describe the research, and it's exactly the research that the NIH funded. So he's caught dead to rights here, but we have an incredibly partisan Attorney General Garland who's refusing to act. So I've taken the extraordinary step of actually going to the local U.S. attorney in D.C. to see if he will act. Now, the problem is there are partisans littered throughout the legal system, and people are seeing this. You don't get prosecuted if you're a Democrat under this administration, no matter what you do.
And one of the lines in the internal communication that we recovered was, Tony doesn't want his fingerprints on any origin stories. Why would that be?
Well, because ultimately culpability attaches. Think about it. 1 million Americans died. This is one of the biggest events, you know, in our lifetime, other than, you know, the wars that we've been through. But in my lifetime, you know, there's 1 million people in Vietnam, as horrible as it was, 60,000 something, I think, was the total death toll. But 1 million people died. More people died than in the Civil War. And if it came from a lab that we funded, wouldn't we want to know? And if someone made the decision, and here's what in all likelihood happened. There was a safety committee that was supposed to review dangerous research and decide whether or not we should fund it. Fauci went around the committee. He won't admit it, but I think ultimately there's going to be written proof, and I think the House is going to get this if we continue to look into their records, because the government is holding these records tightly. But evidence that Anthony Fauci took this dangerous research and said, no, if they get an exemption, they don't have to be reviewed by the committee to see if it's dangerous. And so they were mixing viruses together to see if they were more transmissible in humans or more dangerous in humans. It turns out they found that they could create viruses that were more dangerous.
Yeah, some platypus and bat in a cave? Or was he really as concerned as us and had many doubts about that story as we did? One of the quotes from the internal communication was, there were mutations in the virus that would be most unusual to have evolved naturally in the bats, and there was a suspicion that this mutation was intentionally inserted. That doesn't sound like a guy who's trying to tell you it didn't come from a lab leak, right?
And exactly a month later, in a paper that was being written at exactly the same time, in publicly say absolutely that this virus was not a construct of a laboratory. So in private describe it, they're saying it has all the hallmarks of being created in a lab. In public, they're saying it absolutely didn't. And then they were attacking people like myself and others, other scientists as well. They were attacking us and saying we were conspiracy theorists, while in private, they're saying this is no conspiracy theory. This is a real thing, and it's the most likely thing that happened. So this is a real definition of a conspiracy, of a cover-up, and we're going to get to the bottom of this because we need to try to make sure this doesn't happen again, and they're still funding this type of research.
Senator, appreciate you staying.
I beg you to think about how important your word of mouth is, and you sharing the articles and sharing the videos and telling people, get the forbidden truths you're not supposed to find at InfoWars.com/show and getting products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got three amazing products in stock, ready to ship, sold out for almost 6 months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, so incredible, so good for your whole body. A one-stop shop for everything you need for vitamins, minerals, and key amino acids for your immune system and more. Back in stock, discounted. Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million from the top lab in the country, private label by us. Discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost to clean out your blood and make you healthier. It's in stock. Rave reviews. Top doctors say it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. And that keeps us on air. Thank you so much for your support. Spread the word. Pray for the broadcast. And go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products to keep the tip of the spear in the fight.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There I was completely wasting, out of work and down. All inside is so frustrating, through town to town. Feels as though nobody cares if I live or die. Oh, I might as well begin to put some action in my life. Break the law.
Well, we know who broke the law. It was the feds helping orchestrate the attack on the Capitol on January 6th, and they're trying to indict Trump for that now. They have indicted him. They're trying to put him in prison for it. Exposing their operation can and will bring down their entire fraud because they're using January 6th to brand the American people and any person that's a loyal American as a terrorist. Now, I want to go to your phone calls on the big subject. If you just joined us out there in radio and TV land, they admit exploding beef allergies. They admit on the FDA, CDC websites that the vaccines do have the protein that causes the autoimmune response and makes you allergic to beef. They're trying to blame the Lone Star tick, even though all over the world where they're getting the shots, people now are having problems eating beef and can even have violent reactions. Some people even die. It's like if you have a bee allergy and you get stung by a bee. And then the crew's like, don't you remember? Here's the WEF scientist writing a paper in 2012 with Oxford and the UN to give you shots with the same protein that's in the Lone Star tick so that you can't eat beef anymore. I played the clip last hour. I'm going to play it again right now, and then I'm going to get into some of these reports. Moving towards sustainability, the livestock sector and the World Bank must ban 40% of the cows. How engineering the human body could combat climate change. The Atlantic. To help save the planet, cut back on hamburger and a half per week. And it just goes on. This is the geoengineering. We're going to inject something in you to give you this protein. They said 11 years ago at the UN and at Oxford and at the WEF, he brags about it 2 years ago, and it's ongoing. We know they're doing it through the shots. I showed you those documents the last few days. On Monday, I put out a whole report that's on band.video that went viral on Twitter. Think about the idiots that work for the system that just go along with this, but forget them. What about us putting up with it? So I want to get into more of this, but it is such a big deal. Let's go ahead and play this clip, and I'm going to hit the Tucker Carlson Capitol Police News, then go to your phone calls.
So I'll give two examples. So one is that people eat too much meat, right? And if they were to cut down on their consumption on meat, then they would it would actually really help the planet. But people are not willing to give up meat. Yeah, you know, some people will be willing to, but other people, they may be willing to, but they sort of, they have a weakness of will. They say, wow, this steak is just too juicy. I can't do it. I'm one of those, by the way. So, you know, but so here's the thought, right? So it turns out that we know a lot about, so there, we have this intolerance to, for example, I have milk intolerance. And there, some people are intolerant to crayfish. So possibly we can use human engineering to make it the case that we're intolerant to certain kinds of meat, so certain kinds of bovine proteins. And there's actually analogs of this in life. There's this thing called the Lone Star tick, where if it bites you, you will become allergic to meat. I can sort of describe the mechanism. So that's something that we can do through human engineering. We can kind of possibly address really big world problems through human engineering. Another.
Solve our problems if we take control of your body through human engineering. What did the UN got doing in Africa and Asia in the mid-90s? They got caught, came out in the news, adding a hormone to the tetanus shot that caused women during second trimester when the body released that hormone to not be able to complete the pregnancy, 100% spontaneous miscarriages, forced abortions, infanticide, murder of babies. And from here, they've just taken off with everything. The medical system may have some good doctors and nurses and clinics and people in it, but at the top, the technocracy, the bioethicists are eugenicist, transhumanist murderers, and you have to avoid everything they push like the plague. They have a license to kill. Now look at this headline. The full video is up on InfoWars.com. It was Pelosi, former Capitol Police Chief, reveals setup behind January 6th. The full 59-minute interview with Tucker is up on InfoWars.com. But here is a few clips. Former Capitol Police Chief Stephen's son tells Tucker about feds in the crowd. Then, former Capitol Police Chief Stephen's son reveals to Tucker, New Jersey State Police beat D.C. National Guard to the Capitol on January 6th. They had D.C. police and others there. Former Capitol Police Chief Stephen's son reacts to shocking tapes of Ray Epps during January 6th, protection that followed for political cases and law enforcement. To try to intimidate people, Ray Epps is saying he's going to sue everybody and sue Joe Rogan for simply pointing out these news stories. It's crazy. So let's go ahead and play these clips back to back and go to your calls.
Never heard anyone say, hey, we got this from military intelligence.
So aftermath of January 6th, there's been a huge debate over to what extent, you know, there were federal agents or people who are working in some way for federal agencies in the crowd. And the initial explanation was, well, none. And you're insane if you think that, you know, you're Alex Jones, you're crazy. And then over the last couple of years, we've seen people confirm, people in authority confirm, actually, yeah, there were a lot in the crowd that day. I mean, that's now a fact. Did you know that going in?
No.
So just for perspective, since you've been to a lot of these events, there's a huge a planned demonstration in Washington, D.C. Will there always be assets, agents, people working for federal agencies in the crowd in civilian clothes?
There always could be. And if like inaugurations, there would usually be some combined teams out there, one for communications, but just, you know, for situational awareness. So it wouldn't be surprising, you know, 4th of July, different things like that, where you have threat pictures or concerning threat pictures.
And what does that look like? Does that mean, you know, FBI agents dressed in Dockers and tennis shoes, trying to...
Well, plain clothes, you know, plain clothes to blend in. So that wouldn't be unusual, and it'd be, you know, just standard police work. That'd be good police work. So coming into January 6th, and I talk about it in the book with the fact that shortly after January 6th, I'm driving through Loudoun County. I talked to somebody from the Hill, and I get a call from overseas, and it's press. I don't remember what it was. It's somebody from Great Britain. And they started asking me about feds in the crowd. And I was like, no, I would have been told. I said, no, we're getting word that there's feds in the crowd. And I said, no, I would have been told. I've got lots of friends with the Bureau. They all have my cell phone number. They would have told me. You know, thinking about that and Jill Sanborn's testimony in 2021 where she said they were taking overt action to keep certain people from coming to January 6th to Washington, D.C. That's big for FBI to start taking overt action. I mean, that's not covert, overt. That's a big deal. Fast forward to February of this year, 2023, in the GAO report that says on January 3rd, the FBI was tracking four domestic terrorists that were talking about coming to Washington, D.C., the Washington Field Office, their AOR, Area of Responsibility. By January 6th, they were tracking 18 or 19, it's in the GAO report, domestic terrorists. So think about that. They have 18 or 19 domestic terrorists coming to this event. So, of course, they're going to have resources on them. And they're not, you know, you're not going to be just putting one agent. You're going to have multiple. So it, you know, it'd be multiple with that. And I don't know how many they actually had. Folks never anyone said, hey, we got this from military intelligence.
So in the aftermath of January 6th, there's been a huge debate over to what extent, you know, there were federal agents or people who are working in some way for federal agencies in the crowd. And the initial explanation was, well, none. And you're insane if you think that, you know, you're Alex Jones, you're crazy. And then over the last couple of years, we've seen people confirm, people in authority confirm, actually, yeah, there were a lot in the crowd that day. I mean, that's now a fact. Did you know that going in?
No.
They were, no. So just for perspective, since you've been to a lot of these events.
Yeah, for some reason, this is repeating the same clip. Go to clip 15, guys.
But it does raise a question, and I don't have the answer to this question, and I hope I don't ever pretend that I do, but it does raise questions about the behavior of some of the people in the crowd who were instigating others to break the law.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I'm so grateful. I'm just stunned today based on your report. I never miss you. If I do, I watch you later. But I have been injured by the shot. I went to a prestigious hospital. They basically kicked me out after 10 days. Said, yeah, we don't know. Go see one of our doctors outpatient. You shine a light. You guide us. We will be victorious in the end, so this is God's will, but gosh, we need you and we support you. Gosh, we love your Alexa Pure air filter.
Air filter, too. They're both excellent. Look, I'm in the same fight as you, sir. I want to thank you for keeping us in the fight, Tina, as well. What's happened to you since you took the shots?
Oh, gosh. Well, the doctor that I saw thought that I had a stroke. So I went to the hospital, and my veins actually closed up. I had the best veins. I had it's called POTS syndrome. I'm not able to eat anything. I was on apples for the longest time. Now I only have, like, two things that I've been eating for 3 years. I've developed an allergy to corn, and corn is in everything, even derivatives. I couldn't even, and sulfur. I couldn't even wash my hair with shampoo if it.
Did you take the Pfizer or Moderna shot?
Pfizer.
Mm. It's the same shot, just the Moderna's many times stronger. Did you get better? Did something mitigate this, or how are you doing now?
I would say slowly over time, it feels like it's detoxing. I'm just starting to expand my diet to rice. So I'm still suffering. I've lost, I'm 114 pounds now. So I was 130 and it's just, not able to tolerate anything.
How fast after the shot did this happen? And did your doctor deny any link?
The doctor said that he had heard of some people having reactions.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went to them and thought that I had MS. So that was probably two months after, I think. I mean, my mind is shot, too. But so went and had the MRI and and then called 911 because I had chest pains and
wow.
So it was a nightmare.
Well, we're glad you're a lot better, and I'm so sorry this happened to you. Were you a listener then, or did you become a listener after, or did you get bullied into the shot? Why'd you take the shot?
I was afraid that I was going to give my husband the virus. So I believe.
So you did it to help people, just like Ernest Ramirez did, yeah. Well, once bitten, twice shy. Were you a listener to that person before, or were you a listener after?
I was a listener after, and I am so dedicated to you. I never miss. I shut all everything else off when it comes to 12 o'clock.
How horrifying is it, or is it horrifying to you that? We now know they're putting it in the shots. They admit it in the FDA documents to give us a beef allergy, and obviously with use, so many other allergies, once we've taken this. I mean, this is so murderous, so criminal, so abusive. It's total rape.
Yes. Mm. Yes. I'm shocked. I mean, I I like to think I'm very awake, but but it makes perfect sense. It's diabolical. Absolutely.
Diabolical, meaning of the devil. Well, warn everybody you can. Nobody can stop you individually spreading the word. Please tell everybody about InfoWars.com, and God bless you, Tina. Disgusting what they did to her, huh? And they admit they're doing it right here. We just showed you all the evidence. Incredible evil. It's on the FDA and EPA website, CDC website, that the shots are causing this. They don't even deny it. But I think you're too dumb to find it. And it's got cancer viruses in it. Showed you that mainstream news yesterday. Granny Green in Canada, alpha-gal syndrome. Give us your take on it.
Thank you once again, Alex, for being you. You have done such a wondrous work sharing the truth. And boy, you helped me out too, because I've been on the same track as you for over 30 years, and I look like a crazy lady back in the day, but not so much anymore. The reason why I'm calling today too is I don't think this is their first round of trying to stop us from eating meat. 20 years ago, I was misdiagnosed with having severe depression, and they gave me Paxil. And I started taking it, and I started feeling really weird, and it got to the point I could not even look at meat, and I would vomit. And it happened so suddenly. One day, my husband went out, did the groceries, come home, and started handing me meat to put in the freezer, and I started gagging. And I literally, it started with chicken, and then it moved to beef.
Well, yeah, once you've been poisoned by something, just the smell of it makes you sick, and then again, they make meat poison.
But this, it was the pills. I do believe it was Paxil, because I had never, I'm a
yeah, Paxil, Paxil's really bad. It causes all sorts of weird disorders.
Well, the minute I got off it, and it basically I couldn't eat any meat, I like literally dropped, my B12 went right down and everything else. And the minute I stopped taking those pills, I was able to eat meat. I could look, well, first off, it was interesting to be able to even look at it. So I really don't think this is, you know, like, this here is the first time around. I'd be interested to know how many people that have been on some sort of antidepressant have really bad reactions right now, even to meat. And the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, I don't know if you've heard the case of Garnet Harper, and he was denied a kidney in Canada because, like some of us here, he's a pure blood, and he died, a 35-year-old man.
I saw that.
And he had, yes, well, he's a dear friend of ours, Alex, and what they did to him was totally injustice. It was not right. He left 5 babies and a beautiful wife, and I would just ask that the audience please pray for this family, hold these children up. He was such a good man, such a good father, and such a good warrior for the cause. He stood up, and he would, like, he went and helped out nurses, whoever he could help out.
And that's the technocracy for you. Won't take the shot. Total Nuremberg violation. If you take somebody's medical rights or their rights for not taking a forced treatment, that is a violation of the Nuremberg Code, punishable by death. And I was familiar with that case. For people that don't remember it, tell us this victim of the biomedical tyranny's name again.
Garnet Harper, and he died May 22nd of this year, 2023. His 5 beautiful children, and what they did to him at that hospital in our city, is that alone should be criminal.
We're going to pull that. We're going to pull that up. I remember seeing that. So yes. Sorry to hear that, Granny. Be safe and God bless you. Keep spreading the word. We're going to go to break. Come back with Bill, Ian, Angry Man, Stu, George, Chad, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And, yeah, this is total war by the deep state, by the medical tyranny. They love it. They think it's funny. Now, your average doctor's not in on it, but the bioethics boards are in almost every case. And they are eugenicists. They are a Peter Singer death cult. Look into it for yourself, and they are attacking us, and they're laughing, thinking we don't know what they've done. Fauci's one of their top people. Bill Gates, all of them. And it is just going to get more insane on from here. There it is. Ontario man dies after being denied kidney transplant for being unvaccinated. Absolute evil. Murderers. We'll be right back. Infowars.com is the tip of the spear. Save lives. Share the link now, 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 now.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have
Micelium CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from. Made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, not even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back live, broadcasting worldwide on this live Friday edition. We're taking your phone calls. We open the phones up. We're not screening your calls other than where you're calling from and if you want to give us a topic, just so you have a clean phone line. But nobody's calling in that love the Pfizer shots or Moderna shots. Nobody I know wants more of them either. In fact, it's just person after person. Three crew members out of six have family members that can't eat beef now if they took the shot. And then we have all the studies that they know it, they're doing it, it's funny. They brag about how they're going to do it to us so we can't eat beef. And we just sit here and take it. And Fauci has gain of function and lies to Congress. And we have his own documents where he ran gain of function programs and called them gain of function. And Senator Paul sends them the whole dossier. And the feds say, we're not even responding to you. All they got to control is the major courts and the Justice Department and the bioethics boards that Bill Gates has financed, and it's game over, folks, unless we just do not comply with anything they push or do. But now Gates is coming out, they've had him for decades, with, quote, vaccines or human engineering in the food. Couldn't be a bigger issue. Bill in North Dakota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's a real pleasure talking with you. I just wanted, I don't know if people know this, but we have DEF systems on our trucks, semi-trucks, so we have to use that diesel exhaust fluid stuff. On the older engines, we used to be able to get.
Hey, brother, I really want to be able to talk to you, but it sounds like you're in a windstorm. So try to get in the cab of your truck, close the window, and I'll go back to you in a couple minutes. Okay, we'll try again. Let's talk to Chad in Nebraska. Chad, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
I can, Chad. Go ahead.
You can?
100%.
Okay. Pleasure to talk to you. I've been a fan since, like, 2011. I'm just so angry with what's going on in our country right now. And I know that you talk a lot about, you know, we got to do this with in peaceful means, but when they're literally trying to kill us, how can we do that in, with peaceful means?
Well, again, they don't do it through an army. They don't attack you in uniforms. They don't show up in UN blue helmets. They get the bureaucracy. They kill you by cutting off energy. They kill you by shipping in fentanyl. They kill you by poisoning the food. They kill you with 5G. They kill you 100 different ways. We have to become aware of it and pull out of it and dismantle it peacefully. The average cop doesn't know this has happened. The average FBI agent doesn't know that. You could walk up and kill them all day. That would actually help the globalists create more destabilization. We have to pull our children out of the public schools. We have to stop eating the GMO. We have to not put up or use 5G. We have to not take these poison shots. I mean, I know it seems easy. Like if some guy in a village 1,000 years ago killed your son, you'd get a club. Your wife saw him kill your son for no reason. You beat his brains out. Problem solved. At least you won't hurt somebody else. This is not some caveman level event. You have to be sophisticated and understand it and take it on that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It's just frustrating, you know, when you're raising kids in this country and this country doesn't look anything or feel anything like the country that I grew up in, you know.
Well, it's the whole world, brother. And let me tell you, we need to sue Fauci. We need to call for his indictment. People should peacefully protest him. He should be hounded everywhere. So should Bill Gates. People should pull their stock out of those companies. People should protest at all the clinics. People have to stop taking it lying down and make a big noise. What happens when a crow, one of the smartest birds out there, you know, in the whole raven family, crows always go in twos, in groups of twos, and when they see a person, they know it's non-threatening. They go, certain call. They can even count. My dad had a pet crow growing up as a kid. It fell out of a tree. And Mr. Crow lived like 10 years till an owl killed him. One night he was sitting down on the clothesline and an owl came in and terminated him, you know, right as the sun was going down. That's what they do because he was a crow by himself. But other crows watch. And so we can go, car, 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 you know, about Fauci, about the New World Order. We can say, hey, that's bad. Hey, that's not good. We can watch out for each other. You know, we're as smart as a crow. We're a lot smarter. And so it really just comes down to we got to warn everybody. We got to warn each other. And we got to realize we're really under attack, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's a real pleasure talking to you, Alex. I know you got other calls.
No, it's a pleasure talking to you. I mean, what else do you think we should do? I mean, I hear you. Once we get the government back, We need Nuremberg trial. They need to be tried, convicted. They need to be executed. I mean, they deserve it. I'm not a vindictive person. I'm not into death. But, I mean, we need to see national hanging of these people. They need to be not killed by us extrajudicially. They need to be killed politically by exposing them nonviolently, kill their name, convict them publicly, and then physically convict them, and then they need to be hung. It's very simple.
I agree 100%. 100%.
They're these self-appointed masters of the universe playing God on us, folks. And, you know, you go watch a movie like Guardians of the Galaxy. I was in a hotel room Monday night in Dallas, and, I couldn't go to sleep. So I said, okay, let me watch Guardians of the Galaxy. The first two were okay. And it was a mad scientist that's kidnapping children and doing medical experiments and accelerating evolution and planning to play God. And they're telling you who they are. I mean, that's not a movie, folks. That's what they're doing. Thank you, Chad. Angry Man in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Brother. Hey, you there?
Absolutely. Everybody keeps asking if I'm there. I swear to you, brother. Hold on. Let's do this. Angry Man. I'm here, brother.
Hey, 25 years I've been listening to you.
God bless you.
So, and I'll tell you right now, before you could stop something, you have to know that it's coming. And the people in this country don't know what the hell is going on. And most of them don't care. And if you try to tell them anything about it, they don't want to hear it or they don't believe it. So how do you stand a chance of changing anything when nobody knows? I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I see the comment you put on the screen is no chance to stop any of this. I think until the public stops laying over and going along with this, I don't think there is a chance to stop it.
Well, that's the problem. You can't get them to wake up. Nobody wants to hear it. And what they do, they don't believe. So, like I said, I think we stand about as much chance with flood and windstorm of changing anything.
Well, let me say this. Historically, it's always darkest until the dawn. Things have to get really bad before they get good. There is a big awakening happening. But people are still at disadvantage because they can't believe how evil this is or how premeditated this is. And I totally and completely agree with you. And because we're so selfish and so self-centered, all of us, we're very decadent in this society. People used to have to depend on each other. So people have more empathy. They're able to get away with all this. And when your neighbor dies or you get sick, nobody cares because nobody cares about each other. Nobody, you know, our listeners care, but that's what the globalists hate, our listeners, because you really do care. You're a major hope. You're one of the major focal points and bright spots. This audience, I'm not kissing your butt. It's true. And so people are too self-centered and too lazy to go read the insurance actuaries. I have a stack of articles I'll cover coming up next segment. There is just mass death in the actuaries. This is not debatable. These are hard statistics. And they're killing us. And it's only getting more insane. They're just normalizing it. And it's so sad, brother.
Well, I've had it up to here, I'll tell you. So I don't know what the hell else to do anymore. So I've tried telling everybody I know, and they just don't want to hear it. They don't believe nothing. So,
well, brother,
they're going to come asking me what the hell is going on. I'm not going to explain anything to them. So, but all right, Alex.
Hold on, let me say something. Sometimes you're in compartments of dumb people or asleep people. And they're not going to wake up right away, but later they will. But go to a church. Get involved in a conservative or nationalist organization. Get involved in a local gun club. You're going to find the people. And we need community, brother. So we need you. Don't get down, angry man. Things are a lot worse than they used to be, but we're also more aware of what was happening than we used to be. So things, it's rough, but God's still in control. Okay, brother?
Yeah, well, thank you for everything you do, brother. So
thank you, brother. I really appreciate you. Thank you, Angry Man. All right, we'll try back with Bill, then Todd, Ian, Stu, and George. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Attention. Your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Listen, I know it's rough to discover you're being covertly abused by a bunch of twit, mad scientist jerks. They're mass murderers. They're Joseph Mengele's idols. They make them the angel of death look like a Boy Scout, literally. And, I mean, I know that's why people can't handle this show, because, I mean, I just showed you the last 2 weeks. The FDA, the CDC saying, here's all the vaccines that give you protein allergies to beef that can be violent and even kill you just like a bee sting. And then I showed you the WF and the UM saying, we'll just give people shots. In 2012, they started talking about this, to make you sick and make you not be able to eat. And it's so illegal. It's so out of control. But the same people sterilized millions of poor blacks, whites, and others in the 20s, 40s, 60s, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and it stopped. Last state was Washington State in the 1980s. The last cases of government sterilization of people that made like B-minuses but were from single homes. They would take you and sterilize your ass. Look it up. So you're like, how'd they get away with that? They just, we're the bureaucrats, we're the health department, we're going to do it. Hey, there's too many people, we're going to give you a shot where you can't have kids, we're going to give you a shot where you can't eat beef. And they're on a power trip, folks. They got the power. They're doing it. And people just can't deal with this. I send links to all these prominent people. A lot of times they respond, almost always they respond. But I sent one link to the number one podcaster in the world. We just had steaks, and I sent him my report, and he responds to everything I sent him. He did respond to that, and I need to call him today. But the point is, because it just sounds too unbelievable. And if somebody addicted to red meat, like a Joe Rogan, I am too. I mean, it just doesn't even seem real. It's like the government's going to give you a shot where you are allergic to oxygen. I mean, you know, a big old juicy ribeye, folks, is as good as, you know, sex with your wife. I mean, let's just get down to reality here. It's like telling you somebody's going to chop your dick off here. But, I mean, people just don't want to admit this is happening. And look, I totally get it. You think I like this? Think I like taking these people on constantly? But I cannot sit here and watch them crap all over us. That's why callers call in and say, oh, we thank you. You're so great. You're so wonderful. I say, stop it right there. I appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate you supporting. You understand we're all under attack. This is self-preservation. This is not heroic. This is not extraordinary. It shouldn't be. Standing up to people bragging that they're putting protein in shots to where when your body has an autoimmune response to the COVID or to the hepatitis or to the tetanus, your body also then has a response to the thing it's bound to, and now you're allergic to it. This is not rocket science, and they have turned us into these sick invalids with this crap. You know, I've had people in business cheat me, rob me, scam me. But I can always try to make more money and fight the globalists. It's not my God, so I don't get that mad about it. But I know people in business that if somebody rips them off for $1,000, they almost have heart attacks. They take them to small claims court. They go crazy. They do all sorts of vindictive stuff. They call the IRS on people. I mean, it's all just petty. But when somebody steals your health and even your life, if it's the medical system or the government, people go, well, that's just what they do. I'm so tired of it. So when I try to cheer up the last caller, I'm cheering myself up. But things have been bad for a while. We're just learning how bad they are now. And I have faith in humanity and faith in God. And it's a tall order, though, to go, man, they really are putting chemicals, protein crystals. They're obsessed with them. You know, as COVID's a protein crystal, mad cow's a protein crystal. What causes it? HIV's a protein crystal. Figure this out yet? And because there's so many protein crystals already out there, they can hit you with this, and it's hard to signature who did it. Because your body takes them and then changes them themselves. Alzheimer's, neurological disorders, they're all up the chart. They're killing everybody. And that's why when the Democratic Party and the CIA and the Justice Department mess with me in Congress, the January 6th committee, and all of them really jack with me hard, I've talked to the lawyers, other people, and I've seen them do interviews, and they admit, they go, this guy's crazy. We just can't break him. Nothing we do seems to do anything to him. You think suing me and trying to take money away from me and interrogating me in stupid depositions is anything compared to the fact that I know they're putting cancer viruses in most of the major vaccines, and I showed you yesterday the FDA's website admitting it? I mean, I'm 1,000 times more freaked out about that than you messing with me. I'm freaked out that you're minions of the system and think you're an adversary with me and that you're going to get a pat on the head by the power structure for trying to take me down when all I'm trying to do is save myself and you along with me. Because that's how the universe works. If I can't save you, I can't save myself. This is survival instinct. That's why on Patrick Bet-David, I said I love my enemies. The ones that don't know what they're doing. Like Christ said before he gave up the ghost. He said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And I'm not Christ. I'm far from Christ, but I follow Christ. And I understand what Christ was saying there. He could see how they were destroying themselves, how they were hurting themselves, and how sad they were, and how captured by evil. And he said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And that's what God wanted from his own son, to say that and say, okay, I will now forgive them and wash them in your blood. Because you asked for it in your dying breath, and he gave up the ghost. And things are going to get worse and worse and worse, and the people that serve the system are going to get more vehement, more aggressive, more hysterical, believing that, I've used this analogy, we'll go back to your calls, and then we got a special guest joining us. I knew a couple people in business, and then one cousin, who's a pretty smart person, but there's an old saying, you can't con an honest man. But people that want to believe in delusions, you can con them. This was really bad in the mid-90s up until about 2000. It was the Nigerian email scam. Remember that? And the Nigerians had a scam where they would email you and say, Prince Abubu Mashaka, the crown prince of Abubu Mahuka, literally, like stuff like that, boo-boo, boo-boo, he has picked you and decided to give you an incredible investment because we've done an analysis and you're the person. But he cannot get his $5 million out of the bank and give you $500,000 of it unless you send him $5,000. And you send out a million emails, you get a couple thousand people that do it. I knew a talk show host on GCN who was a young guy, pretty popular, having a good effect, did a good show. And Nigerians emailed him and said, we have got a major investment for your radio show. So he started trying to raise money on air. They wanted like $100,000. And they were going to give him like whatever millions it was. I forget the exact numbers. And he raised the money, gave it to him. And when they screwed him, I call into the show. And I said, hey, man, that's a scam, bro. You're not going to get more money. And they're going to, once they know you've given some money, you don't want to admit you're a scam, so you give more money. And some people, they would get five or six payments from, each one bigger, but the crown prince will give you more this time. They're like, I can't not give him $200,000 because Prince Abubu is going to give me $100 million. And that's what people are like that serve the New World Order. They just can't admit they've been conned. They can't admit they've been scammed, and they stay in it, and they get deeper in it. At least you're not in it. At least you know it's out of control. At least you know the situation's very serious. At least you know that you're under attack. These people don't even know it. They think they're serving it and getting power with a group of mad scientists putting HIV and cancer viruses and beef protein in the damn shots to just cause havoc? You got to be delusional as hell. Take cheesy cartoon in the 80s, He-Man. And in some of the episodes I watched when I was a kid, some, you know, they get some town builder to sell out to Skeletor to be a spy, and then always Skeletor kills him or enslaves him in the end. I mean, there was a dude like Skeletor in a dark mountain, and he was evil. Would you go to him and say, I want to serve you, Skeletor? I mean, you know Skeletor is going to screw you over in the end, right? Well, that's a kid's cartoon, folks. Like, Emperor Palpatine wants to work with you. You're going to go sign on with Emperor Palpatine because it makes you feel powerful? You're a chump. You're a schmuck. You're a fool. You're an idiot. Oh, gee, Skeletor, will you be my friend? Sure, I'll be your friend. Just give me the keys to the drawbridge and I will. Skeletor, what's my reward? Your reward is eternal enslavement. Hour number three, straight ahead, InfoWars.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.